Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, there's news in the theater world, of course, starting with the Public Theater announcing its first Shakespeare in the Park production of the year, Romeo and Juliet, at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. Now, yes, I think I've heard of that one, though it seems this is the first time in nearly 20 years that the Shakespeare play about two young lovers from warring families will be performed at that popular venue. The production will run May 22nd to June 28th. And in other important news, a big replacement to mention, taking over for Daniel Radcliffe in The One Person, Every Brilliant Thing. Who will it be? Mariska Hargitay of Law and Order fame. Now, I've mentioned before that this one has been done by both actors and actresses, so we shall see. And many diehard fans are excited that the Rocky Horror Show returns to Broadway in a new revival directed by Tony winner Sam Pinkleton, and starring Luke Evans as Dr. Frankenfurter, like Frankenfurter, I guess, with performances running now through June 21st. As a reminder, that one evolved from a 1973 London Fringe production into a global cult phenomenon, fueled by the iconic 1975 film. Anyway, I confess it was not my thing, but I guess it's never too late. And let me take a moment to remind you to watch National Theatre Live performances at home. You only have to sign up and you will get some beauties. Right now, I notice they're offering All My Sons with Bryan Cranston. It happens to be the show that I saw in London most recently, and it's a beauty. As for what I managed to see here in my last week, well, the list is long and a few I can't quite discuss yet, but I can discuss The Fear of 13 at the James Earl Jones Theater on 48th Street. Now, this is essentially a two-character study, including a prisoner on death row, here played by Adrian Brody, and the woman who tries to get him released, played by Tessa Thompson. It's a love story, even though they are on different sides of the cell, so to speak. The direction is by David Cromer, who's the best of the best. The production started in London, by the way. I'd give it a solid B. I can see Brody getting a Tony nomination, but there are stronger plays continuing to come down the pike. On the flip side, in terms of material, though in the same day for me, was Gotta Dance, the medley of the best dance numbers from Broadway shows. We are talking Chorus Line, West Side Story, Dancing, Fosse, and more. It never stops, and if you appreciate great hoofing, this is for you. I enjoyed every moment Gotta Dance is playing at Studio 42. Next, I saw the much-anticipated, though not enough known yet, Mexodus, M-E-X-O-D-U-S. Insiders have been buzzing about this one for many months. It comes from the increasingly relevant Audible company. That one, yes, started with books, but now has entered the theatrical world. Mexodus is a two-character piece. The performers and writers are Brian Quijada and Nigel D. Robinson. There is no way to describe their talent. They sing, they move, they play every instrument known to man. Ultimately, this is a story about a little known time in our history, having to do with the way those with black and brown skin were able to escape what this country used to be and some think may still be. In short, Mexodus would not be on our president's list. I'm thrilled to report that the show is next going to the Pasadena Playhouse, which has become one of the premier venues in the Los Angeles area. It's right now, by the way, at the Daryl Roth Theater. I should have mentioned that Mexodus at the Daryl Roth downtown. Now, for perhaps one of the biggest closings, at least temporarily, the famed theater district institution Sardi's has been sold to its landlord, the Schubert Organization, which plans to close the restaurant this summer for an extended renovation before reopening in the fall. The restaurant opened in 1927, founded by Vincent Sardi and his wife, Eugenia, quickly became a Broadway mainstay. Its walls are lined with caricatures of theater stars. You may know that. If you haven't seen the film Blue Moon, by the way, with Ethan Hawke, check it out. It all takes place at the Sardi's Bar. Next week, we will talk Cats, the Jellicle Ball, Dog Day Afternoon, and Death of a Salesman. And keep in mind, one of our great actors and activists is taking the stage. Jane Fonda will star in the premiere of Dear Everything, a musical uprising for the earth at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Bam. Now, this is for one night only on April 22nd, which is actually Earth Day. As you know, she's been a very big climate change advocate. It's written by Tony Award winner Eve Ensler and directed by Tony Award winner Diana Paulus. It's a folk pop musical that will take over the venues, Howard Gilman Opera House. Again, that's April 22nd. P.S., if you have not ever seen Hadestown, well, a film version is coming to movie houses. I'm sure it's worth your time. And Merrily We Roll Along is now streaming on Netflix. And let me mention a few off-Broadway shows I did not have time to see, starting with another version of A Doll's House, but how it might have been reimagined, officially called Henrik Ibsen's Dollhouse, as told by August Strindberg, is playing at the Theater for a New City on First Avenue. That place never stops innovating. It ain't glamorous, but I'm never sorry I've been. And The Bat, B-A-T, by Christina Toth, T-O-T-H, is a darkly humorous contemporary Hungarian drama in which the disappearance of a child's rubber bat from a kindergarten changing room triggers escalating suspicion, resentment, outright hatred, blah, blah, blah. What begins as a seemingly trivial conflict spirals into tragicomic nightmare about Hungarian society. That could hardly be more depressingly timely, let me say. And that one comes from New Stage Theater Company, NSTC. The book of the week, well, from a familiar name, Liza Minnelli. No, it's not called Liza with a Z. She's looking back on her storied career in Kids Wait Till You Hear This. That's the title. Kids Wait Till You Hear This! Exclamation point. It's full of revelations about her relationships with her mother, Judy Garland, to her own legendary time in show business. Grabbing some attention already is a chapter in which Minnelli details her relationship with director Martin Scorsese, both romantically and artistically, while starring in his 1977 film, New York, New York. She began a passionate romance, she says, with the director, which was filled with high emotions and heavy drug use. Okay, how's that for a tease? Anyway, well, I have run out of time to see all the great stuff on our large and small stages for now, and I head to the other coast for the next few months, so I'll be filling you in on bi-coastal theatrical happenings from there. In the meantime, I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.